The Ticket. Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Welcome back inside the Ann Arbor studios of Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket. We are online at WTK.com. Only going to have time for one more football player audio availability from yesterday. So we're going to stick with the theme that we had in the last segment where you heard from Jack Tuttle, Indiana quarterback transfer. Now we're going to hear from tight end transfer from Indiana. Here is A.J. Barner.
Jack, what was it about Michigan that kind of appealed to you when you come here?
Yeah, I think first just like the style of football that they play, you know, running the ball, being physical up front, the opportunity to be a tight end here and the way that they use their tight ends, and just the tradition here. Like, you walk around here, we're getting close to 1,000 wins. Like, football means a whole bunch to this place, and that's something that I care a lot about. So that opportunity was just something that I couldn't pass up.
What was that their selling point to you, the way they utilize your tight ends?
Yeah, I think a little bit. And then also just, you know, having Coach Hart here and just the other relationships that I was able to build with Coach Newsome during the recruiting process was just appealing to me. So just I feel like all those factors, and then all around, it was just the best fit for me.
Front to your left there, Isaiah.
Last year at Big Ten Media Days, I asked you what your impressions of Michigan was in the past.
Yeah.
You had said at that point, like, I'm not really that familiar, and you hadn't played in that game the year before.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel like are the big things that you've learned since you've arrived about the program?
Yeah, I think, one of the big pillars here, I think, is discipline, like in the weight room and on the field, is what Coach Harbaugh, I think, a lot of discipline here. And then there's a lot of talented players in every position room. Just a room full of guys that are deep and, you know, a lot of talent. So that's been the biggest thing and something that I'm extremely excited about.
Okay, we'll go out to the middle there, Alejandro.
Pretty sure you played with Peyton Hendershot at Indiana and some good ones there as well.
Yeah.
What are your impressions of the Michigan tight end room? People talk about Colston Loveland, but him and other guys who've stood out.
Yeah, I think it's been great. They've been extremely helpful with learning the playbook. You know, Colson's a really great player. Hibby's a really great player. Marlin, you know, all the guys, Brady. I go on and on. They've just been really good to me. And I think when you play a position tight end, like, you need multiple guys to be able to step in and play and fulfill a bunch of different roles. And I think that as a room, like, collectively, we'll be able to do that. And I think that's a credit to Coach Newsome also, just because the way that he prepares us and the pride that he takes in having the guys ready to go on the field.
What's the role you step in and fill?
For here?
Yeah.
I think, you know, just being an enforcer on the line, just, you know, physical up front, and then, you know, helping out in the pass game, making big plays. I think I got really good ball skills. So I think, I'll just be a great addition and just, you know, control what I control and give them my everything.
For more of this press conference, go to mgoblue.com. That's mgoblue.com. And that is tight end A.J. Barner transferred in from Indiana, along with quarterback Jack Tuttle, who you heard from earlier in the hour. We are done with our football conversation for right now. On the other side of the break, we're going to get back to basketball. Yesterday, Jet Howard made the announcement that he is heading to the NBA after 1 year here in Ann Arbor. We're going to get to Sam Webb and Tim McCormick talking some Michigan basketball. They recorded a conversation about an hour before Jet made the decision, but they were kind of leaning that was the way it was going to go. So you're going to hear a Jet NBA breakdown and more coming up with Sam Webb and Tim McCormick next here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.